Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, our nation has been through a lot in the past year, and it doesn't seem to be slowing down much either. The pandemic has been a challenge. There's been so much conversation regarding social injustice. And then, of course, all of the questions regarding this past November's election. And especially in what has happened in Washington, D.C., as well as in other cities across the country, for two different causes, there have been two similar actions, with rioting, with people being injured or killed. And in both instances, people have been misled to come to the conclusion that they have come to. They have been wrong. In God's eyes, we can say that they have been sinful. But another word that you might not think of is the fact that they have been zealous. Do you think about zeal as a description as to how folks have reacted to these issues in our society? When we think about the word zeal, we'll go to our friend Merriam-Webster here on this one. Zeal is an eagerness and ardent interest in pursuit of something. Another word to use is fervor. Likewise, the adjective of that word, zealous, means marked by fervent partisanship for a person, a cause, or an ideal, filled with or characterized by zeal. And when you think about those two words, zeal and zealous, shouldn't that describe the way that we feel about the Lord? By no stretch am I saying that we go to the extent of setting things on fire or hurting other people, not in the slightest. But shouldn't we have an eagerness and ardent interest in pursuit of serving the Lord? Should we be marked as zealous by our fervent partisanship for Jesus and for the cross and for salvation? Well, if we understand God's word and we've obeyed God's word, the answer is emphatically yes. And so we're asking the question for the rest of this week, are you a zealous Christian? And look, I am a huge sports fan, and I was on the edge of my seat about the Chiefs beating the Browns this past Sunday. But you think about it, there's no amount of my cheering and hollering that would make a bit of difference for my Chiefs to win. But Christianity, discipleship, that's not about being a fan. Cheering on brethren and our encouragement of the lost to come to Christ can make a world of difference. And so that's the question we're asking. Are you really a zealous Christian if you are a Christian? In Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, Paul writes to his pupil, Titus, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Declare these things, exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you." Folks, there is a great reason for Christians to be zealous. And Paul says it there, that God's grace brings salvation. What greater reason is there for a Christian to be zealous, to talk about Jesus, to be more than just a fan, but to be an ardent supporter and encourager for others to come to know him? Did you notice what Paul said about what salvation involves? You know, when we think about salvation, we may think about baptism and heaven, but there's a whole lot of in between. It's not a once saved, always saved situation, but Paul says it trains us to renounce ungodliness and worldliness. Our salvation does that. Our salvation trains us to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. And thirdly, it trains us to wait for the return of our Savior. It's much to the effect of what Paul wrote in Philippians 2, verses 12 through 13, where he told us that we are to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We all have to make this salvation and our faith personal to us and God. This is not your parents' faith. This is not your grandparents' faith. This is supposed to be about you and God. And of course, as Paul notes here, the very reason that Jesus gave himself was to save us. Of course it was. But notice also what he says here, that it was to purify us for his purpose. And what was that purpose? To be zealous for good works. Neighbors, and especially my fellow Christians, living a life without zeal for God is not really a life lived for the Lord. And so for the rest of this week, let's focus on this question. Are you a zealous Christian? There's certainly room for improvement on my part, and maybe there is for you too. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you'll join us again tomorrow. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.